We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to take a break here and talk to a sports analyst, and this is going to become a regular feature on our station here. This is the one and only Trey Wingo, and Trey is brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook. You can sign up right now for Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up now with the code RADIONEW, one word, RADIONEW, and they're going to give you $300 in bonus cash to wager as soon as Caesars goes online live. So go to Caesars Sportsbook, sign up now using the code RADIONEW, one word, you get $300 in bonus cash. You're such a smart bettor. Think what you can do with all of that. All right, Trey Wingo joins us on WWL. Hey, Trey.
How are you, man?
I'm good. So, like, you're really famous in the world of sports, and this is coming in the middle of just a talk show that deals with sports, but we're not specifically a sports show. But you've done a lot in terms of analyzing sports, and you've been around, and you're just like this great expert when it comes to sports. And I have a few questions.
Oh well, after that, I'm going to try and make sure I answer them correctly.
Okay. So, is there any chance that Sean Payton will not be coach of the Saints next year?
Listen, I've been around long enough to never say never, but I would be highly surprised if that were to change. I mean, the marriage between Sean and that city ever since he came has been absolutely perfect. And, you know, I would really be shocked. Now, I've been shocked before, but that one would surprise me.
Yeah. The Saints this year, many of us believe, did as well as they could have done under many difficult circumstances between injuries and COVID-19, the Saints seem to do okay. There seems to be a big question about quarterback. Where do you see the Saints going in terms of quarterback?
Well, listen, they were fine until Jameis got hurt. You know, I mean, Jameis was playing better than he's played in a long time, and he was being more careful with the football. And, you know, you guys found a way to beat the Bucs twice, which is just like, just so people know, like, Tom Brady's record is great against everybody else in the NFL since he came to Tampa, except New Orleans. Like, you guys absolutely own that guy. But the problems with the Saints this year, they just didn't have a quarterback. And that one game where they had to start a new book was a disaster. I mean, that was really that should never have happened, quite frankly, with the way things had gone. They just, if they can get stability at quarterback, they're going to be in the division hunt every year. And I like Jameis.
How do you feel about Michael Thomas? You know, I seem to sense that there may be an attitude issue there, but I don't know. As a sports analyst, and you're also chief trends officer and brand ambassador for Caesars Sportsbook, so you know a lot of inside stuff. Trey, what's the deal with Michael Thomas?
Listen, I don't know a great player that doesn't have an attitude problem. I mean, like, that's what makes them great. I mean, Tom Brady is the most competitive dude you'll ever meet in your life. Michael Jordan, you saw that in the Last Dance documentary series. I mean, they all play with this chip on their shoulder. So find me a great athlete that doesn't have an attitude, and I'll show you someone who's not a great athlete and a great competitor. There clearly are some issues that he has with the organization, I think, related to whether or not he should have been playing on that ankle. But Michael Thomas is a walking reception. And, you know, you find out you just don't let really talented people walk out the door. Yeah. And you find a way to make it work. I mean, look at Odell Beckham Jr., okay? It was a disaster in Cleveland, and it has been an absolute perfect marriage so far in Los Angeles. And I think a lot of people in Cleveland are probably like, dang, I wish we found a way to get that out of him. So it's always on the – to me, if when you have a superstar-level talent, and I think that Michael's not a game-breaking wide receiver, but he is a superstar that can catch almost anything that comes his way, then you find a way to make it work, because tell me how your team is better without him than it is with him.
No, I agree with that, Trey. And when I mentioned attitude, I was talking about his attitude with the Saints. And, you know, not I agree with you about attitudes and players, the great players, but just in terms of his commitment to the Saints, it just seemed like there were hints of him not being committed to the Saints.
I think there's some trust issues going back to that injury, you know, and like you're willing to lay yourself on the line, especially like football's not a contact sport. Football's a collision sport. Basketball's a contact sport. Football's a collision sport. And you know, when you step across that white line on the sidelines onto the field, you're going to do things in the field of play that you would never think about doing in real life. I mean, they're almost two sides of you as a human being and a football player. And you need to know where those sides and where those lines are. So if you're willing to go out there and lay your body on the line for a team, a sport, an organization, you need to feel like, if I do that, this organization has my back. And I think there are some issues about how that ankle was treated, handled, and all that kind of stuff. And I think that goes to those issues you're talking about.
So we have every reason to look forward to a lot of promise in the next season with the Saints.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, as long as Sean's there and you can keep your quarterback healthy, I mean, Just look at the record when Jameis was there as opposed to when he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, this is such a quarterback-driven league, and Sean is such a brilliant offensive mind. As long as Sean's there and you have a functional quarterback, you're going to be very, very good.
Let's switch for just a minute and talk about Zion Williamson and his injury. He's been out for a long time. It seems to me that maybe a lot of people don't consider an ankle injury. I mean, I had my ankle broken in two places in surgery, and I know how painful that injury is. It's also a very tender part of the body and hard to heal. He's a big guy. Doesn't his weight have something to do with his recovery?
It absolutely could, you know, and look, so many injuries in all kinds of sports end because of your base, right? Like a toe injury ended Deion Sanders Hall of Fame career. Like if you have problems with your feet, your toes, or your ankles, you have to make sure everything is taken care of correctly, because there's no way you can play unless you're swimming, you know,
right?
The pounding that the feet take in everything that you do is really the basis of everything you can do. So yeah, absolutely. The more weight, it's a weight bearing joint, and the more weight you have, the bigger the problem's going to be. So you got to find a way to make it work.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bones down there. I mean, it's a really bony area.
Yep, a million little things that can go wrong.
We're talking to Trey Wingo. He is brought to us by Caesars Sportsbook. And again, if you sign up now, you can go to Caesars Sportsbook. And as soon as it goes online, if you sign up now with the code RadioNew, one word, RadioNew, they're going to give you $300 in bonus cash to wager as soon as Caesars goes live. And do we know when Caesars is going to go live? We're still waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, it's coming up very, very soon. I'll try and get that date for you, but I know it's coming up really, really quickly.
Well, I don't doubt that Louisiana politics is at play here.
It's a good bet.
Yeah, I mean, don't skirt that. Let's not skirt that issue. We're going to be honest about that. That if we can screw something up or delay something in Louisiana, we're going to do it. But I said that.
I'll let you say it.
Okay, Trey, let's talk about the playoff games this weekend. I thought the wild card playoff games, some of those games were just phenomenal. I mean, it's great football. I'm disappointed the Saints aren't in, but I'm enjoying watching it. It's a great escape. So let's talk about the games this weekend.
Yeah, which one you want to start with?
Pick one, anyone. Let's go through them all.
Let's start with the first one, which is the Bengals taking on the Titans, right? And by the way, it was just sort of last weekend. It was kind of strange because normally wild card weekend you see a ton of upsets, and this year the home teams went 5-1, and the only home loss was the Dallas Cowboys, and that was an abject disaster how that game played out.
Yeah,
which we could do a whole another hour on that show. But the Bengals go to the Tennessee Titans, and Titans are the number one seed, and they look like they might be getting Derrick Henry back, and that's a massive thing for them, literally and figuratively, because he's such a dominant running back. I mean, he had 937 yards in the 8 games he played. And then he missed, you know, over 50% of the season. He missed 9 games. So if they get him back, it's a real problem for Cincinnati, because in that win over the Raiders, they took some hits on their defensive line. One of their best run stoppers, Larry Ogunjobi, is on injured reserve. He's out. Mike Daniels, another defensive lineman, unlikely to play. And as of right now, their best pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, is in concussion protocol. So if they're missing all those three guys and Derrick Henry is back, that's going to be very difficult for them to stop. And then the Titans can do basically play keep away and just keep pounding the ball with Derrick Henry and keep that ball out of the hands of Joe Burrow and those amazing receivers that he has, including, as you guys know from his LSU days, Ja'Marr Chase. So,
I'm so pulling, like a lot of people, so pulling for the Bengals, and I picked them to beat the Raiders last week. But, you know, with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase on the team, it's a team that it's easy for us to adopt as a team, but I think they're going to have a real hard time against the Titans.
Yeah, and even, like, let's just say Derrick Henry isn't 100% or 80. The fact that he's on the field, you have to account for him, right? He could be the world's greatest decoy in this game, but he may not be a big factor of it. But you have to plan that he will be, and that changes how you're going to look up things defensively. I think Joe Burrow and the offense can attack the Titans' defense. But the question then becomes, how many opportunities are they going to have if the Titans can play, you know, ground control and run out the clock, sort of the way the Niners did against the Cowboys in that win? They held the ball for 8 minutes longer than Dallas, ran it 39 times, had 168 rushing yards. I mean, those are numbers right now that the Titans would sign up for in a heartbeat.
Let's talk about the Rams and Brady.
Yeah. They played once this year, week 3. Gronk was not in that game, and the Rams won in SoFi. Gronk is going to be back for this playoff matchup, and it's in Tampa. But the Rams also bring in that defense that they got. They got Von Miller from the Denver Broncos, and we just talked about Odell Beckham Jr. It's really interesting, though. Like, the Rams are trying to do something that is very rare: beat Tom Brady in the regular season and beat Tom Brady in the postseason. The last three teams to pull that off were the 2015 Denver Broncos, the 2012 Baltimore Ravens, and the 2011 New York Giants. And all three of those teams went on to win the Super Bowl that season. So if the Rams can somehow find a way to get by Tom Brady and the Bucks, history says they're a good bet to win the whole damn thing. But beating Tom Brady is not easy. I'll give you a couple of examples. He is if they win Sunday, that will be 6 straight playoff wins for the Bucs since Tom Brady arrived last year. To put that in perspective, before Tom Brady arrived, from the Bucs' inception in 76 to 2019, the franchise has a grand total of 6 playoff wins. So you're talking about the ultimate difference maker in Tom Brady.
Yeah, he is such a phenomenon. I mean, to say that a guy is playing better now than he was younger is just quite a statement.
Well, listen, he led the league in passing yards, and he led the league in passing touchdowns at the age of 44. And to put that in some perspective, at 44, Tom Brady is older than all of the other head coaches in the NFC not named Bruce Arians.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. He's older than every other coach still in the postseason of the NFC besides his own.
Let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bills.
Yeah, that one's going to be so much fun. There's a reason that this game is the last one on Sunday. And we've never had a situation before in postseason history like the one we're about to have, where you have two quarterbacks coming off games where they each threw 5 touchdown passes, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, in their wins. And the teams each put up 40 points. So we've never had a playoff game with two quarterbacks coming in having thrown at least 5 touchdown passes in their previous postseason game. And we've never had a playoff game where two teams scored 40 playing off against each other. Now, this game is a coin flip. It really is. But at the end of the day, the Kansas City Chiefs are almost an impossible out at Arrowhead. And that's really a weird thing to say, because they went almost 2 decades without winning a home playoff game until Patrick Mahomes showed up. In his postseason era, which began in the 2018 playoffs, he is 6-1 at home in the postseason. And the only loss he suffered was in the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots 3 years ago. And that was only a loss because on what would have been a game-clinching interception by Daniel Sorensen off Tom Brady, Dee Ford lined up in the neutral zone offsides, negating the play. And it had nothing to do with the play. So if that penalty doesn't happen, we're potentially trying to go to a 4th straight Super Bowl. And only one other team has ever done that in NFL history, and that would be, of course, the Buffalo Bills, who lost all 4. The Bills are great, and they're a very tough out. But I'm telling you, Kansas City at home with Patrick Mahomes is almost impossible to beat in the playoffs.
All right, Packers and the 49ers.
Listen, the Packers are the number 1 seed, and they earned it, but this is a really tough matchup for them. if San Francisco was healthy enough. Because as good as Green Bay has been, they were 30th in the NFL this season in defending the run. They gave up 4.7 yards per carry. And over the last three games they played in the regular season, they actually gave up over 5 yards per carry. Well, that's exactly what San Francisco wants to do. They want to run the ball. They once beat the Packers 2 years ago in the NFC title game with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing it all of eight times in the NFC title game. That's exactly what they want to do. I mentioned the stats before with Dallas. They want to control the ball. They want to run the clock. And this is a matchup where the San Francisco 49ers can do that. And again, just like keeping Joe Burrow and LSU's formerly Cincinnati-led offense off the field, they can keep Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams on the side if they can get that running game going. I think there's more pressure on Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers than any other team in the postseason left right now.
This has been a great conversation. Trey Wingo is brought to he's the one and only Trey Wingo, and he's brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. You can sign up now by going to Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up now using the radio code RadioNew. One word, RadioNew, and they'll give you $300 in bonus cash to wager right now as soon as Caesars goes live, which could be any day now. So we'll talk again, Trey. Thanks for the information.
You got it, Scoot. Take care.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.